Hello, hello, hello. Man, it's a lot been going on out there on that road, man. I tell you, some of the weirdest things. There was a video that was captured of a semi basically almost turning over in Cheyenne, Wyoming. The winds got up to like 65 miles per hour winds. And literally this truck, the trailer of this tractor just kind of went off on, you know, the right side of his wheels, and it literally almost turned the truck over. However, there were obviously winds probably that was coming from the right side as well that just kind of tipped it back, you know, well, where the tractor, where the trailer was level. And it was just like one of the oddest scenes. I've never seen anything like that before, but like, wow, like that truck driver, you know, was almost in a pretty bad situation. Like, we've been told about situations like that when you have, you know, pretty much, you know, you don't have nothing on either side of you, and it's just strong winds, and, you know, but to actually witness a trailer do that was pretty odd, I must say. That was, you know, definitely a faith of God that he was still here. But man, because I've never seen anything like that. And there was some individuals that was behind this person who actually took the dramatic video of this trailer almost turning over. But I'm glad that gentleman was okay. I'm glad he was not injured or anything like that, because that could have been pretty bad. And it was just all due to winds, you know what I mean? I must say that was some pretty dramatic video. And also, we have a situation where I believe this was like in Mississippi. There was a guy just hanging out on the back of a trailer. You know, there was video of this guy just randomly hanging out on the back. You know how people just randomly hang out on the back of the trailer as a trailer is going down the highway. Like, wow. Like, I don't know what his intentions was. I don't know if he was trying to get from A to B, but boy, I tell you, this puts doing a pre-check, that takes it to a whole nother level. Like, check your trailer to make sure there's no one hanging on the back of it. You know what I mean? Like, wow, it was just unbelievable. I'm not sure what actually became of that situation, but these guys just actually going, this driver's just going down the road, and you got a random individual that is standing on the back of the bumper there, and embracing himself from the trailer doors. That could have been very bad as well. It's been a lot going on in the trucking business and out there on that highway. And also, we have one person dead and two hurt after a multi-vehicle crash that blocks eastbound lanes on I-94. This vehicle has looked like appear to be a small SUV, but it is just sandwiched between two semis. One from the front, and obviously a semi, you know, hit the vehicle, the car from the back, but the vehicle was smashed into the rear of a trailer of another semi. So you can imagine the devastation on you know, during that accident. That was, you know, you have a lot of weight in front of you and behind you. And definitely I'm surprised that, I'm not sure how many individuals in that car, but I'm definitely surprised that actually it wasn't more than one person actually, you know, the situation wasn't fatal for the other individuals. While the accident was just horrible. So I would imagine, I can't say what the cause of, I'm sure those will come out, that information will come out a little bit later as to the cause of that accident. But it was just literally sandwiched between two semis, and that's just horrible. That's definitely just horrible. Heart goes out to those individuals. It's like, you know, situations like that. You never know. You never know. It's dangerous out there on that highway. And where also was a situation where another semi was involved in, I believe it was it was in Memphis. It was a semi, one person dead following a crash. The big rig was on fire. It was a Memphis interstate. There's yet, you know, the information on that story. I'm sure there's more going to come out on that as well. But, you know, this is very tragic. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, like, since the clearinghouse had came out like in 2020, and the stats show, like, you know, there has been a increase from 2021 to you know, from 2021 to 2022, from what I was able to see, that there had been like an increase in accidents, you know, as far as, you know, over that period of time. I think it was like by what percent it was. I believe it was it was spiked up significantly from 2020 to 2021 from just over 415,000 nationwide to nearly 525,000 in 2021. So as from 2020 to 2021, it jumped. As far as the trucking accidents is concerned. And I can't say to what degree were the cause of these accidents, but they say that it increased by 26% from 2020 to 2021. It increased. Now, I find that to be very interesting that, you know, the trucking, you know, situation accidents have increased since the clearinghouse was put in place. But again, you know, that's just something to think about, you know. But it's been a lot of going on. Let's see, 6.7% of large truck accidents involved in drunk driving or driver intoxication. Commercial drivers are subject to stricter blood alcohol content limit than the general public and can face suspension and loss of their commercial license when arrested for impaired driving. Unfortunately, this does not mean there are no intoxicated truckers on the road. In 2020, 3.9% and 2.8% of large truck drivers involved in truck crashes had a blood alcohol of 0.01% or higher and 0.08% or higher, respectively. 13% of large truck accidents involved in bad weather conditions. Bad weather impacts visibility, snow, ice, and slick roads can impact control of a vehicle. This is why I say whenever you are in a truck and the weather conditions are bad, I would say that you should pull over. You are not authorized to have to drive that truck when the weather is bad. You have the authority to say, you know, the conditions are bad, you're going to pull over. It's always better to pull over than it is to keep driving and take the risk regardless of that load needing to get there. It is better for that load to get there late than for you or that load not to get there at all. And despite the dangers of bad weather presents, the majority, 78.3% of large truck accidents involving property damage in 2020 occurred during dry weather. Just 13.5% happened during wet weather, and among crashes involving only property damage, 72.5% happened during clear weather and 14.5% when it was cloudy out. If you cannot see, pull your truck over. You never know what may be up ahead. A lot of times, you know, you're hit off guard. There may already be a pile up when you're approaching a situation. And by then, it could be too late. So I always feel like if you cannot see in front of you, there's no way to predict that, you know, as far as sometimes certain GPSs will alert you and let you know if there's a situation up ahead and stuff. I guess it depends on the type of system you're using. But for the most part, I would just say, just to be safe, if you cannot see up ahead, just pull over. You know, there's been several situations like that in Texas that, you know, I was definitely aware of. I think we had a bad scenario like that in Texas. Was it maybe 3 or 4 years ago? Then we just had another one here recently, not too long ago. And I would just say, just, you know, it's just safer than the guessing about, you know, what's up ahead, because you never know. And again, you know, someone actually could be injured, but not actually, you know, deceased. The fact that this other vehicle you come crash into are already piled up vehicles could cause actually more of death. So if you can't see, just just get off the road. You know, I mean, it's better to get off the road, get in your bunk and you know, just chill till you can see again. I mean, no one can blame you for that. It's better to be safe than sorry, because you just don't know what's up ahead. And, you know, and so it's like 7.3% of fatal large truck accidents involve speeding. Many roads impose lower speed limits for truck drivers due to their large size and longer stopping distance. Despite this, spending any kind of the most common drivers, speeding of any kind is the most in common drivers related to causes of fatal truck collisions. Speeding by a large truck driver was the contributing cause of 7.3% of deadly accidents in 2020. Driver impairment were the second most common causes of fatal large truck accidents. Now, again, this does not go against what I believe an individual should do on their off time. However, this is an example of what one is doing when he is in a truck during the time he is on the road and during the time he's able to stop and do what he do and get back in the road, on the road. Most of these causes, in my opinion, are due to people drinking alcohol. You know, it's not due to people that are actually, you know, engaging in marijuana on their off time. These are alcohol-related accidents, I assume. Most people, and I've said this before, most people that are driving, you know, alcohol are most of the times are the people who are driving erratic or some type of hardened drugs. Until you can show that there is a greater statistical number of individuals who are just getting involved in accidents with the proof that there was currently, you know, under the influence at that moment, as far as intoxicated by marijuana, because it doesn't state what they were under. But I would really like to believe and assume that most of these accidents are occurring because people are drinking alcohol. You get those breathalyzers in these trucks. You know, like I said, I believe Snyder has adopted you know, those breathalyzers in their truck. I believe Snyder was actually doing hair follicle samples at one point. I believe that's why, you know. And I'm not against just doing your analysis test. I mean, I think to go to the extreme to do all this other stuff, that's going to put more drivers out of work. And I think you have a lot more unsafe drivers out there on the road now than before the clearinghouse, to be honest with you. That's my opinion. I believe you have a lot more unsafe drivers out there now. Looking, because companies are looking to, you know, fill spots right away. They're pushing guys into these, you know, situations to get their licenses. I just feel that it's a lot more hazardous drivers out there now than it was before. And again, that is definitely my opinion, because you're seeing a lot more trucking accidents occur a lot right now. You know, it's definitely happening at a greater rate. And but yeah, there's a lot been going on out there in the trucking world. Now, they say that again, as I was just stating earlier about the situation as far as the pileup, is that Texas has the highest. Texas had the highest among fatal large truck accidents in 2020. Texas stands out as being the most dangerous state for truck accidents. Texas is also one of the riskiest states for all types of crashes, ranking as the seventh riskiest state for motorists, according to the Forbes Advisory Car Accident Research. So, you know, again, I just say be safe out there. Be as visual as possible. Again, you know, when you're in the truck, you have to definitely take all the precautions to do everything necessary to, you know, be on your P's and Q's. What you do on your off time is what you do on your off time. But my thing is that I think because of the overwhelming amount of individuals who are like forced out of the industry, a lot of people who probably decided, you know, okay, if I'm not going to be in this industry, if I'm not going to be in this industry due to something that I do on my off time, if it's getting that stringent where I can't, you know, have what I do on my off time, I think, and I've said this to a SAP individual before, that you're going to have more accidents, because I feel like even people who have not been, you know, had to go through any clearinghouse or anything like that, they are going to start substituting and drinking alcohol, because it doesn't linger in your system, and you're going to have more alcoholics on the road, which to me, again, is ultimately more dangerous. You know what I mean? It's just, like I said, just because of the lag time of an individual or how long it stays in one system, people are going to resort to it. They're going to say, okay, you know, I can't do this on my off time when I'm at home. So alcohol doesn't linger in your system. So I'm going to drink alcohol. I just feel like, you know, it kind of forces people to turn this to a scenario in which they're able to, you know, slip between the cracks. And, you know, once you start to establish putting breathalyzers in trucks, you're going to have a lot more drivers out, like at a rapid pace. You're going to have a lot more drivers out at a rapid pace. I highly do believe this. Again, I appreciate you guys. Be safe out there. You know, and again, 420, everybody park them trucks on 420. Stand up. I don't advise anybody to be unsafe but I do think that, like, again, I'm totally against a lot of drivers being out due to situations in pre-employments or situations particularly not involving anything relating to a truck that they have had done or something they done 2 or 3 weeks ago. Them are good, responsible drivers who've been doing it for a long, long, long time, who've been driving for a long time. Them drivers don't deserve to have their licenses diminished down to an operator license and, you know, by the end of this year in November, because then again, it forces them, if they decide to return to the industry, that they will have to go back to, you know, school. And then that's more money and everything. So I'm looking at this again as not so much as a situation to, better you know, safety, and it's, we all want safety. Don't get me wrong. I definitely agree that everybody should be safe and stuff, but I think everybody should be responsible and how they do it. But as far as diminishing everybody licenses down to a operator licenses, I don't agree with that at all. I really do not agree with that. But particularly when these guys do, just because they haven't used their licenses and they're being forced to have to go through a situation, which is ultimately, I don't consider them to be abusers of anything. You know, and, you know, SAP is expensive. And then to have to pay out that money only to be able to have to go to a situation where you are have to take crappy pay and not get paid and be judged, and your ability to drive is diminished, your value is diminished. I don't agree with that. I really don't agree with that. So, again, in support of those drivers that are out, in support, and again, I don't agree with the hardened drugs. I always stated regulate, you know, and regulate, you know what I mean? And if they were interested in like basically regulating things to a better T, you would be able to have breathalyzers in every single truck. That would enable trucks to start up, and then you would not have probably the accidents that you get because of alcohol. You would not be forcing a lot of drivers to turn just to alcohol as a means of, you know, them being able to do it and then not show up in their system. Because when you talk about this clearinghouse and you talk about it being a situation against drugs and alcohol type of situation, that when you look at the overwhelming amount of drivers statistical wise, there's so many more drivers that are out for marijuana, but most of your accidents are occurring 9 times out of 10 due to alcohol, and those drivers are slipping right between the cracks. It's, you know, those accidents, most of them fatalities are due to alcohol, and then they're pushing drivers to make up for a lot of drivers that are not out, so people are lacking drivers to get things done, so drivers are being pushed even more, and which makes them fatigue. So a lot of these situations is like, you know, these causes of these accidents are occurring because of alcohol and fatigue. You know what I mean? Drivers already work long hours as it is, and when you have a overwhelmingly amount of safe drivers that are out, you're gonna get companies trying to substitute. Just like you got drivers substituting for what they're not allowed to do on their off time, you're going to have drivers that are going, you're going to have companies who are going to be substituting to push drivers to do more and more for the lack of drivers that they may have. And a lot of accidents to me are occurring because of these situations, for the most part, instead of just putting proper regulations in place. And again, I don't agree with taking away these drivers' driver licenses at the end of 2024. I find that to be so utterly disgusting, to diminish these drivers down to an operator license because they're not choosing to go and do something that you want to call abuse, and that there's no proof that they're abusing anything. So, again, I appreciate you guys. This is A1 420. Park them trucks for that day and stand up. This is A1 diversity the all way. Be safe out there. Everybody do everything responsibly. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. A1, peace out.